So just a few more updates from last year. I now have systems in place to reward people's long-term loyalty. Recently, we had a student hit the three-year mark, and it was awesome. She got a gift certificate for a nice, amount of money for Sheet Music Plus, which is my favorite online sheet music store, where they have, virtually everything you could think of. Classical, rock, pop, etc., jazz. They have fake book, every kind of fake book you could ever imagine. So I hope that student enjoys that gift. And we also are rewarding the student of the month, as you know. They get gift certificate for hitting their goals. And I'm also rewarding referrals. Like, we had one student who referred three people over the course of since they've been with us as a student, and I went to that student's house. What they wanted for their bonus was for me to look at the pedal. They had like a loop pedal that they wanted help with that they had bought, and I went to their house and looked at it, and then showed them how to use it in all its gory details, and then we jammed out, right at their house. So that may not be a gift that you would want, but I'm just letting you know I really appreciate your referrals, because we don't just accept anyone anymore. Like, I referred to this last year. Like, when I was first starting to teach, I would take anyone who showed any interest in lessons whatsoever and was willing to pay for it. I would take that person as a student just because I didn't know any better. And now I realize, not every student is appropriate or a good fit for the school for a variety of different reasons. And so let me just say, I try and pre-screen those students. Every communication from the very first set of emails to, them filling out the questionnaire or not, them showing up to the free trial, on time or not, or how many times we have to reschedule before they show up. Like, all these little things add up, and you can tell their overall level of commitment. And if people aren't committed, I don't take them. And it's been way better, to try and take everyone who comes through the door. It's just not good for it's not good for the morale of the business. The morale of the business is, I want to deliver big and for you guys to enjoy it big time. And you guys get great results. It's really all it is. Anything else is just a distraction, really. So having said all that, I appreciate your referrals because you're the type of person who already fits in with the school and is more likely to refer people who do fit in better, so that all that pre-screening process, because it's not just a waste of my time when people come in and are not a good fit, it's a waste of their time too. If they're going to come in and make the trip and, they'll learn something just for doing a free trial, but if it's not a good fit, I could have potentially saved them time and referred them to someone else. And I do that. I'm familiar with several of the places where you can take lessons in Ithaca, and I'm even friends with some of the teachers. And so I can refer certain students to certain teachers based on what I think is best for them. What I'm trying to say is the referrals coming from people for whom it's working out, namely you guys, are usually the best, and I really appreciate those. And I tried to make it easier this year. If you do want to refer people, I wrote two articles that you can actually get. I can give you a copy, or you can refer to it online. And then whoever you're talking to about the lessons, you can simply either give them or refer them to the article that is appropriate for them. So one is called The Truth About Learning Guitar Without a Good Teacher, and it's for people who don't have a teacher. And I can give you the copy of that article, or you can refer them to guitarlessonsithaca.com/learningwithoutateacher. The next class of people are people who are taking lessons, but they're less than 100% satisfied. And so you can refer them to or give them the article called How You Can Cut the High Cost of Cheap Guitar Lessons. Okay, and that one's at guitarlessonsithaca.com/cost of cheap lessons. All right, And so, but mostly just ask me for a copy of those, and then it takes the onus off you. You can just hand it to them, and you don't have to go into a big detail about what the lessons are and what they aren't. And I appreciate that very much.